Good afternoon. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. As Ohio State continues to come to terms with decades of abuse allegations against a former athletic department doctor, another Central Ohio university is taking a proactive approach with their student athletes to sexual assault prevention. At Otterbein University, most classes are done for the day, and students are hitting the treadmills and weight machines in a campus rec center. Upstairs in a classroom, though, the women of the school's softball team sit still in their chairs, listening to Jill Davis teach a different sort of class.
Already today we've mentioned sexual misconduct, sexual violence. Last week we were like, there's sexual assault, there's sexual harassment, there's all these terminologies that we see floating around.
Davis usually works at a local rape crisis center, but she's here as part of the school's Fair Play program, a new sexual violence prevention course tailored specifically to student athletes. It includes straightforward classroom stuff, definitions of sexual harassment and assault, videos from campus life departments on why it's wrong to pressure someone into sex, worksheets on sexual coercion. But Davis uses more interactive methods as well. She approaches a student with an uncapped Sharpie, threatening to draw on her face. After, she turns to the rest of the students.
How did you know she didn't want it? She didn't like karate chop my arm off and go, no face tattoo, right? How do you know she didn't want it?
The class dissolves into giggles and shouted jokes, but the women soon start offering suggestions. She said no. She turned away. She put her hand up. She laughed with clear discomfort.
I'm not confused, right? 90% of communication is nonverbal, right? All of that interaction demonstrated to me like she's not interested, right? So consent is something we have to care about in order to receive that communication, right?
Christy McCray says that lesson, consent, and caring enough to pay attention to these issues in the first place is at the core of the program that she designed.
And so being very mindful of setting a culture that here's how we engage in healthy relationships and healthy conflict resolution and bystander intervention off the field, that has to be very intentionally talked about.
McCray is an assistant health and sports sciences professor. The curriculum she created is 10 weeks long, with an hour each week on a variety of topics, not just consent, but gender roles, sexuality, male victimization, lessons for women on assertiveness, and how to say no. She admits that some research shows a link between athletes and sexually aggressive traits, but she thinks any higher rates of perpetration have more to do with how their coaches, institutions, and society treat them.
And I think some of the things that we know about when and where and why it happens has to do with a culture of silence or of protecting their athletes in prioritizing the team or the winning above looking at the good of the community.
And sometimes that means athletic departments fall short of the goal.
We see a tagline, right? Like, we don't hit women or things along those lines. And that's important to say, but what does that mean? How do we resolve our conflicts if we're not engaging in violence? What does masculinity look like if we're not using violence to prove it?
So she created her curriculum for students like Andre Bradley, a basketball captain who participated in the first iteration of the Fair Play program last year when he was a junior.
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't too thrilled that we were spending our winter break taking the class.
But he quickly came around. And he says that lessons on the roots of sexual violence and how to intervene if you see a threatening situation opened up a dialogue with his teammates.
And it's still something like we talk about in the locker room or stuff like that. Like, we'll still talk about some of the videos, some of the examples like we learned about in class just because of how serious or like how much it stuck with us.
A grant from the Ohio Department of Higher Education funded classes for softball, women's golf, women's tennis, and half the football team this semester. At a school like Otterbein, where athletes make up a quarter of the student body, the athletic department is a good place to start. McCray wants to expand the education to all students, but money is a factor. In the meantime, she hopes the program has a ripple effect.
Working with athletes allows kind of a pathway for influencing the rest of the university as well. And they play a strong role in both shaping and then changing the culture that we have here on campus.
Claire Roth, WOSU News.